This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Hey, right now it's the worst thing you received in the mail. This is off the back of Lisa's 50th birthday gift from the government.
Back and end and passage. And yes, they send you the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program kit.
Yeah, what happens if you stuff it up?
I'm sure I won't know if I've done it right or not, but I guess you'll hear. Oh, that'll be fabulous. Here it is again, and you failed.
We've got Shane in Rivervale. Hi, mate. What's the worst thing you received in the mail?
Shane. I got two of those bowel cancer screening things, and I also got a letter telling me off for not doing it.
No.
So they screen whether or not you've screened yourself.
And they also got. They also told me doctor.
What? They told your doctor?
Wow.
Yep, they told my doctor, and my doctor made me do it.
Imagine being that guy whose job that is. Yep, got that one. Oh, Shane's isn't here yet. Oh, wow, Shane. And you have to get it to them. Because we've been going through the instructions, and it's sort of same-day delivery, isn't it?
I don't really want it hanging around, especially not in the fridge, Pete, but my main concern was, can I just drop it in a post box on the corner? Do I have to take it in and face someone? No, and you don't.
Got to put it in the tube first.
That's pretty funny.
Hey, Shane. Thanks, mate. Yep. Good idea.
Thanks, Shane.
Deb in Lockridge, what did you receive in the mail? What's the worst thing you received in the mail? Hi.
Hi. Now, and I've had a reminder letter as well.
So if you don't do it the first time, they will send it to you again.
Exactly right. Thank you. Oh, well, I did do it the first time. They send you, they give you like the next 4 years, you do it again.
Wow.
But 2 days after I turned 50, I got my mammogram letter.
Oh, yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, and the funniest one is my husband. When he turned 50, he said, I'm feeling fantastic, don't feel 50. 2 days later, he got a letter for a survey for dementia.
Oh, no. And we can move into a lifestyle village. I mean, hip hooray.
You know what?
He opened the letter and read it and went, I wasn't feeling old until I've read this.
I know.
Deb, that's the one that
they're all over our bits as soon as you turn 50.
That's the one that you don't want the reminder letter to as well, by the way.
Just in case you forgot.
Exactly.
Oh, Deb, we've got to laugh. Otherwise, we'd cry.
Jason in Naranda, the worst thing you've received in the mail, mate?
Oh, well, I received a letter from a medical institution stating that a recent scan came up that I actually had cancer allocated or located in my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I've got a medical letter because I get yearly tests and blood tests because I've had family history of some sort of cancer. So I get myself, checked, and I get this letter going, huh? As when? And it's an identical name but to a different person.
And it wasn't beyond, possibility because you'd had tests.
Yeah.
Must have scared the bejesus out of you.
Like, I looked up and I was like, hang on. And the person lived in WA, and I was like, hang on. So I called up the medical body who sent me the letter saying, are you sure you got the right person? Because I'd never had this scan. And they're like, we're very, very sorry. It was actually meant to go to the other Jason. And I'm like,
oh, man. You know what? But thank God you checked it and found him as well, because the other bloke obviously has to have his treatment and whatnot and wouldn't have known otherwise.
Wow. Still, that's a moment you could do without Jason opening that.
Sean McCullough's Mad as Hell, Series 7. Series 7 premieres actually tonight at 8:30. And he joins us now. It's so good to have you on the program, Sean.
Yeah, I could detect there slightly in the introduction that you were surprised.
No, well, I'm surprised. Not in a way of...
He's impressed at the longevity.
Yeah, how can there possibly be so many? It's only Sean McAuliffe, because Sean McAuliffe is sensational and so is his program. But more so, wow, 7 series. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was in the timbre of your voice there.
I know.
It's more outrage, I think, that the ABC will be squandering good taxpayers' money on a 7th series of what essentially hasn't changed over as many years.
So 7 seasons and you're still damn cross.
I know. Well, look, there are fresh offerings every year we come on. You know, it's not like I have to be cross over the thing I was cross about in 2012. You know, there's Tony Abbott, for example, no longer Prime Minister. I don't know if you read. no longer the Prime Minister, but there are things he's still giving, you know, he's still giving the Australian public.
That's right.
There appears to be more that you can get cross about these days, though.
Well, there are, and the world is offering many things too. But I must say, I'm rather concentrated on Australia, where it's all slightly dull, rather than how exciting. It's exciting and scary everywhere else in the world. And America's sort of got this strange situation that they're quite welcome to, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not sure I want to make half an hour of Donald Trump jokes because they've already been done. It's like
that's right.
Don't you feel that?
Oh, there's no, only. I mean, albeit they are huge jokes, but there's only a couple of them, and then it's done.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So we sort of, unless it affects us, this is pretty much the Australian mindset. Mm. Unless it concerns us in some way, I'm not interested in the rest of the world.
Yeah, plenty more to be annoyed by. So, what are we getting annoyed at first off the block?
Well, we haven't written the show yet because it's on 8:30 tonight.
Excellent.
Try and keep it up to date. You know, we try and keep it topical. So I drive in, I listen to the news, obviously. I try to listen to Classic FM. They have the news at about 7.
Always a good place to start getting angry. Yep.
Yeah, good, yeah, give or take, though. Get, it could be a few minutes either side of that, yeah.
I get riled up, you know. I get.
He's making me angry right now.
And then I get into the car park and I've made my notes, obviously, and then I get in there, I get put my makeup on, it shows on at 8:30, so makeup's on about 8:10, into my costume about 8:15, on set by 20:20, and it's pre-recorded the show, so we've only got the 10 minutes to record half hour, which is a challenge,
yes. and then it goes
to air.
How do you do that? Do you just slow that down by 2/3?
You do it with your ads. You do it with your ads. When you do an ad, you've got to fit it into a certain amount of time, and just take all the breaths out.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant. Well, mate, we look forward to it. Tonight, 8:30 on the ABC, Mad as Hell returns, and Sean McAuliffe, an absolute pleasure, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And look, if anyone wants to watch the State of Origin match, I think you can catch it on iView.
It's all right. It's WA. It's not our code.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Cheers. Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth. Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Yes.
Dan into talk apps we should be downloading.
We should. Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Very well.
Now, listen, one thing I've learned about being a parent is that when the mums at school get talking, you listen. The mums at my local, Lake Well Up, have all been talking about this app that teaches the kids times tables. We're going through that hell at the moment with our kids. So my two oldest, Luca and Mila, are both going through that times table.
Are they talking about this in front of the math teacher at school? I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Are they supposed to teach them the times table?
We had resorted, and this does work, we have resorted to putting a poster on the back of the toilet door.
So when
That's how we did it in the old days, right? Exactly. And the other day I heard Luca going, 10 times 11 is 110. You know, it was good, right?
Fantastic.
But that's great.
There's a local, I'm pretty sure they might be from Perth, but they're definitely Australian couple that have made an app called Maths Rocks. I don't ever remember Maths Rocks.
Is it R-O-X?
R-O-X-Z or something. I'll put the link up on the Lisa and Pete homepage. And what they've done is they've taken popular songs and married them up to the times tables.
Here we go. Hang on. Yeah, because I'm happy 112 is 12 and 212 are 24. Very catchy.
And what it does, I've caught my daughter Mila singing. She's actually sitting there playing with the app and learning the times tables. It might get a bit messy in the exam.
Yeah,
you going, there's 30 kids all singing songs.
There's nothing that says you can't hum in the exam. Yeah.
Back in year 11 accounting, but the one exam I did okay with and I got a B+, was I did exactly this. It was To Find Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy.
Wow.
In a trading statement, sales go first. I still remember it, right? Boom. Greg Brady did it back in one of the episodes of Brady Bunch.
That's brilliant.
So there you go. But great little app. Now, you might have heard Pete and I talk about internet speeds, Lisa, here in Perth, but particularly in my locale of Gwellup, which we're on the NBN, but it's been a complete disaster.
This is the big thing that's happening with the ACCC and
ombudsman and all that sort of stuff, right?
They're going through it at the moment.
Apparently it's the most complained about thing at the ombudsman's office.
Well, I'm not surprised because you can't charge people for something and then give them the cheaper package and charge, which essentially is what's...
This is the what I'm getting at with this app. Mm. There's an app called Ookla Speed Test, and I'm sure there's others, but I use Ookla.
Ookla. Mm-hmm.
It's free. You simply load it up, press begin test when you connect to your Wi-Fi, and it'll give you the results at that time for your speed.
But you have to be connected to your Wi-Fi. That's right. Important.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Pete and I are talking about doing a nude protest down Hay Street Mall for bad NBN in Perth.
Yeah, what are we calling it again?
In the buff.
That's it.
In the buff.
Against bad, against buffering.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
It's got to be one of those classics where I go, hey, Pete, you go first, and then he'll go and I won't do it. I'll put up both these links on our Mix 94.5 Facebook page and also the Lisa and Pete show homepage.
Can I just ask very quickly, because we haven't had an update for a while, Game On,
the
podcast that Australian Flyers like to listen to.
One, two, three. Yeah! Game on!
How convenient it's that you had that right there.
There's a jingle for everything, right?
Game on! I love this jingle.
Game on! It's game time! Excellent.
It's like an old surf shop for Ed from down south. Hilsey!
Yeah, so Game On is the podcast about gaming that Dan and I do. Mm. If anybody's going over to Melbourne for Oz Comic Con, by the way, we're giving away Oz Comic Con tickets for Melbourne show.
It's as cool as it sounds, Lisa.
Him to pick him up something at the airport. So we've got Krispy Kremes here now.
We need video games duty free. That'd be great.
Just leave the headphones, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, going very well. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
See you guys.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.